Well, the 4th of July falls smack dab in the middle of the week, and so a lot of communities are having their events on the weekend. Port Sanilac is one of them. Their big old-fashioned 4th of July celebration is happening on Saturday, and joining us right now from the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum, Dawn Malik. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got a big event planned this weekend. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we have a parade. We always have a 4th of July parade in Port Sanilac, and immediately after, we're hosting our event. So we're hoping to funnel everybody straight over to the museum for a free community event that we're having that day. So it'll probably run from 3 to 5 or whenever the parade ends and folks can get over there. But we got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to have free popsicles and free popcorn. We'll have free live music for the community. We're going to have some old-fashioned games out. We'll have a couple of oversized sets of checkers out around the grounds. We'll have stilts for the kids to try, so that'll be fun. And we're also going to have a patriotic selfie station where you can stand in front of a 10-foot American flag, and we'll have all kinds of props you can use and have selfie photos taken.
Other than the selfie station, this is all stuff that would have been stuff that was fun a century ago, really.
Yes, absolutely. And we're also having wagon rides on our property. That's $5 per person. Horse and wagon rides go around our grounds. We have 10 acres there and 16 different buildings. So the wagon will take you from building to building and tell you a little bit of history about it. And we're also having $5 tours of the museum, and kids are free for that.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great way to celebrate the 4th of July. And I think people love small town celebrations on the 4th.
I totally agree. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this event is we're getting a quilt square for our barn. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the Thumb Quilt Trail, but it's an organization in the Thumb that creates big quilt squares and puts it on barns all over the Thumb. I think there's got to be 30 or 40 of them.
No kidding.
And there's actually a program that you can follow either online, or they have printed brochures that lead you from one to the next. So we're getting our quilt square this week. Hopefully they're going to hang it on Thursday. My fingers are totally crossed that we'll have it there for Saturday. But I think they had 30 requests this year for quilt squares, and we were one of 8 that were approved.
That's fantastic.
So it's a pretty big deal for us, and we'd love the community to come out and have a look at it.
Oh, very good. The Sanilac County Historical Society 4th of July celebration this Saturday, 3 till 5 p.m. There on the grounds of the museum, right after the parade and before the fireworks. It'll help fill people's day as they wait for the big show at night.
Absolutely. And just one more thing I'd like to say is we have a general store on our grounds, and the general store is open for shopping. And we do have a lot of historic items in there. For one thing, we have adult coloring books, and each page is a different pen and ink drawing of a historic building in Port Sanilac, and some just within Sanilac County. So that's pretty cool. We have mystery grab bags for the kids for $1, and you grab a bag, and who knows what the heck is in there. We have old-fashioned candy. So that's just another fun thing to come and shop our little store.
Love it. Good stuff. 4th of July celebration this Saturday at the Sanilac County Historical Society putting it on. Dawn, thanks for telling us about it, and happy 4th of July.
You too, Paul. Thanks so much.
You got it. Take care. Bye now.